Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are in this chapter of Yaqeen and Tawakkul, having full conviction and full trust on Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. A few introductory points with regard to this chapter. Yaqeen, according to the dictionary, means knowledge in which there is no doubt. That is, a person is completely convinced and he has no doubt in that knowledge. Yeah, it refers to the knowledge of Quran and Hadith, that a person has that knowledge and he has no doubt in it. Today we should consider ourselves that about the Akhirat, have we got any doubts about it? About Qabr, about the being of Allah Himself, about the day of Qiyamah, Jannah, Jahannam. There should be no doubt whatsoever. That is called Yaqeen and that is required from us, that a person has no doubt in these matters. Today we deal material things from non-believers, from scientists, politicians, that we accept with full conviction and we practice on it with full conviction. But what Allah has said, then we should check whether we have got that conviction on that or not. Technically, it refers to believe in something to be in a certain way with the absolute faith that it cannot be otherwise. And the Quran Sharif starts with this, Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb. This iman of the believers, that we have that complete yaqeen that what Allah has said, that is absolute and final, and there can be no other way whatsoever. Today we regard ourselves as more learned when we take out other points and we try and prove it in a different way. And very stupidly we try and take out points from Sharia to prove it the opposite way. What the command of Allah Ta'ala is, what the commands of Sharia are, we try and prove it the opposite way, and in conformity with the people of dunya, in conformity with scientists, with politicians. And very, very stupidly we try and take out proof of it from the Quran and Hadith. According to some ulama, it refers to perception with the power of iman and not on the basis of proof and explanation. That this yaqeen is, like we find many people who are ordinary people who are not ulama, but they have that complete conviction and they don't have any explanation for it, but they are convinced about it and they are prepared to die for that. Why, on the other hand, many people who have got so much of knowledge, but they have doubts about about that. So this yaqeen is a very important thing. It is an essential part of our iman. Otherwise, a lot of Jews and Christians have also got a lot of knowledge of deen. In fact, many cases they have more knowledge than us. They have studied our deen more thoroughly, but they don't have any yaqeen whatsoever on that. That yaqeen is absolutely essential. And the other aspect which is in this chapter, tawakkul, to have full trust on Allah Ta'ala. Tawakkul is defined as having faith upon Allah Ta'ala. That is, on all the promises of Allah, on Allah Ta'ala Himself, a person puts his full trust on there. And not putting his trust on material things, whether it's medicine, whether it's his shop, whether it's anything else. He doesn't put his trust on those things. He puts his trust on Allah, that Allah alone is the doer. And very unfortunately, many of us, in spite of the knowledge that we have, people who have that full trust on Allah, we regard them as like stupids, as idiots. This is exactly as the munafiqeen regarded the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. The Sahaba had full trust on what Allah Ta'ala had said. And the munafiqeen, who were so called enlightened people of that time, they used to call them that these anu'minu kama amana sufaha. Must we bring iman like na'uzu billah, these stupid people? But iman is that a person has that full conviction, even if he doesn't know one ayat of the Quran Sharif, he doesn't know one hadith, but from his heart he has got that conviction. And subjecting oneself before him instead of relying on one's own strength and power. And if a tawakkul, that a person subjects himself totally to Allah Ta'ala, and he does not rely at all forget others, not even on his own strength and power. Today we, on the strength of other people, we feel we want to justify ourselves. Even our, we have to negate ourselves also. And what can a person do? If Allah Ta'ala takes out the ruh, which is directly from Allah, then a person can't blink an eye. He can't lift a finger. He can't do anything whatsoever. And a beautiful example of this is given by Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, like a very busy freeway where the cars are just zooming past. There one paralyzed person tells another paralyzed person, jump on my back and I will take you across this road safely. He can't go himself, he can't even walk, forget crossing that freeway which is so busy. Where is he going to take another paralyzed person? Or one blind person tells another blind person, come, I'll take you across. He can't even see himself, how is he going to go? Like that, we can't help ourselves, where are we going to help somebody else? Full trust must be only on Allah Ta'ala. That is what is called tawakkul, and that is what is required of a person. So, and this is not just for, just that we are born in Muslim homes, and we were reciters of kalima, we went to maktab, we are coming to masjid, doesn't mean we got this yaqeen and this tawakkul. For that an effort is required. And a person has to make that effort that he acquires this yaqeen and this tawakkul. Like the Bedouins who accepted Islam, قَالَتِ الْعَرَابُ آمَنَّا قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. The Bedouins also said, we have brought iman. Allah Ta'ala emphatically says, don't say that you have brought iman. وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. Yes, we have submitted. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Yes, when iman will enter in your heart, then you are justified to say we have got iman. So this yaqeen and tawakkul, an absolute necessity for us, that we make effort of it, on it, acquire it, and it must be done before maut. And since nobody knows when his maut will come, immediately a person must be concerned. But we don't take any heed of it. We will definitely be worried about our material things, about the car license getting expired, paying our monthly utility bill, all other things we will see to. But this iman and yaqeen to acquire, we don't even, it doesn't even bother us in any way. Now we are hearing it, as soon as we get up, it's out of our mind. And we don't even think about it and work on it. Whereas at the time of maut, that is what, وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. What is in the heart will be taken out, whether we have got that yaqeen and tawakkul. And our whole future depends on that eternity, forever and ever. May Allah give us all understanding and make effort in this direction and acquire the proper iman and yaqeen. Subhanallah.